Good morning. We welcome everyone to this liturgy. We ask you to kindly check and make sure all electronic devices are turned off or silenced. Happy St. Francis celebration. Our presiders for today's Mass are our con-celebrating celebrants, Father Raymond, Father Martin, and Father Michael. Our opening hymn for today is All Creatures of Our God and King, number 537 in our hymnal. Please stand.
Father.
And a very joyous, beautiful, blessing-filled St. Francis Day to all of you. We rejoice with the entire Franciscan family around the world, today marking the entrance of St. Francis into eternal glory. Thank you for being part of that celebration. And let us begin praising God in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us someone like St. Francis to inspire us, to model for us pure and generous love of God. As we come together to honor his memory today, let us call to mind our sins and pray God's forgiveness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us all, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us.
You take away the
sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, by whose gift St. Francis was conformed to Christ in poverty and humility, grant that by walking in Francis's footsteps, we may follow your Son and, through joyful charity, come to be united with you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of Sirach. Behold him in whose time the house of God was renovated, in whose days the temple was reinforced. In his time the reservoir was dug, the pool with a vastness like the seas. He protected his people against brigands and strengthened his city against the enemy. Like a star shining among the clouds, like the full moon at the holy day season, like the sun shining upon the temple, like the rainbow appearing in the cloudy sky. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our response is, you, Lord, are my allotted portion.
You, Lord, are my allotted portion.
Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord, you are. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot.
You, Lord, are my allotted portion.
I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even in the night, my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed.
You, Lord, are my allotted portion.
You will show me the path to life, fullness of joy in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever.
You, Lord, are my allotted portion.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers, may I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. It means nothing whether one is circumcised or not. All that matters is that one is created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life, and on the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear the brand of Jesus on my body. Brothers, may the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you and you're with your spirit. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you.
And
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, Jesus spoke thus, "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I offer praise. For what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Father, it is true. You have graciously willed it so. Everything has been given over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus is moved to praising God. Why? Because he saw in his midst the childlike faith, of those who heard him, moved Jesus' heart. The magnetism of a child. You can have 20, 30, 40 adults in a room having serious conversations about serious things, and you take a little child and put it in the midst of those serious adults, and what happens? They start saying goo goo ga ga, making faces and whatever it else, because the magnetism of a child, it just draws our attention. It draws, it's magnetic. And I think we could say the same about this magnetic figure of Saint Francis. I was reminded by the prophet Zechariah this past Tuesday, and I said, that's just like St. Francis. When Israel was just coming out of slavery and it was decimated, the temple was destroyed, and here they are starting to rebuild with nothing, and they felt like they were nothing. And then the prophet, God spoke through the prophet Zechariah and said, in encouragement to them, not to be discouraged, because people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem. Here's this decimation in Jerusalem. And in those days, 10 men of every nationality speaking different tongues shall take a hold, yes, take hold of every Jew by the edge of his garment and say, "Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." The prophet Zechariah looked beyond the immediate decimation and poverty of Israel, and his words spoke a vision, a glorious vision to take place. And so the church in its day, in the day of Francis, was truly decimated, and society was all around, and even sometimes the bishops had locked arms with the mayors of these little cities, these city-states. And how can we get richer? How can we get better? How can we have more? Well, if we conquer this city state over here, we'll have some sort of advantage. And so young men were going into battle, city against city, and they were getting decimated as well. And people were just beaten up and tired. Tired of the wars, tired of the battles, tired of the greed that would have, and also their own poverty. And from this, and St. Francis, before he was saint, was caught up into this getting prestige, having the honor of leading my town, Assisi, to take over another town. I'll be on a horse. I'll have the finest knight garb on. And he got even caught up in that. But he was and fell off of his horse, in so many words, brought low. Francis, what is better, to serve the servant or serve the king? The king in a dream and vision that he had. Well, then serve me. And everything was turned upside down for Francis. And it began there in that moment. And it's so incredible how he, in hearing from, in a moment of prayer, the crucifix, the San Damiano, little hovel of a church, Francis, rebuild my church. And this childlike faith that he had, all right, I'm ready. It was magnetic. And in 1210, there were 10 or 12 other young men who grabbed the hem of his habit and wanted to follow him. And Francis was leading them to worship our God, to give his whole self over to God. And 10 or 12 men, although radical poverty, trusting in God completely, they grabbed on as the nations would grab onto the hem of a Jew to seek the Lord, because the Lord is with you, Francis. The magneticness of him. And in 1210, and rather by the end of his death, they estimate somewhere between 5 and 10,000 young men, 15 years, 5 to 10,000 young men had assumed the habit of Francis to live in this radical poverty, itinerant preaching of the joys of the good news, of the good news that they heard and Francis heard in his heart. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome. Come to me, I will give you rest. And the rest that he received from our Lord was a great peace. It inflamed a great peace and a great love and a great joy. And that magnetic a charm and attractiveness came about in so many different ways. This movement grew, and we could see it in so many different episodes in his life. There's one episode where Francis, in his childlike trust, said, I've got to bring this good news even to the Sultan, the enemy of the church, the enemy of Christianity, the Sultan. And so he traveled to the Sultan. And as he did during the Fifth Crusade, crossed enemy lines and went to the Sultan Al-Kamil of Egypt. And instead of hostility, they reported they had a peaceful and respectful dialogue. Francis having this conviction that you're not my enemy, you're a possible brother of Jesus and of mine. And he wanted to share Jesus with the Sultan, and the Sultan was so impressed. Here's this simple poor man, like a child, set in front of a ferocious tiger. And this Sultan was so impressed with the humility and courage, and maybe it was his naivete, like a child, that makes one smile. He left him unharmed, and he offered him gifts as well. So impressed, I'm going to give you a gift. Of course, Francis refused the gift, the authenticity and peaceful presence of St. Francis. And we know we're going to be blessing animals, and we can even see how the peacefulness of Francis and the tenderness of Francis emanated even to all of God's creatures. The story of a ferocious wolf would be tamed by the presence of Francis. Birds and squirrels. Yesterday I asked the children, did you ever try to run up to a squirrel and talk to a squirrel or run to a bird? And they say, no, why not? Well, they fly away, they run away. Exactly. But for Francis, they were even drawn to his presence. He's so peaceful that we're not his enemies. He's on our side, and we're on his side. And there, I think, would be that humble man, the gentleness and connection with all life, all that God has given. Calling sun his brother, sister moon, brother sun. I always get them confused. And water and air and even sister death. Even death is my friend, because it's going to bring me, she's going to bring me to Jesus faster. So the friendship, the peace that he had, the influence that he not only had on the lowly, but even the powerful and the educated. They say Claire was more of a noble status, and she was touched by him and grabbed his hem of his garment, and she was led to make her vows and lived the rest of her life in a convent with other women. Educated men gave up their careers and their business and their law degrees, and even priests would come and follow after him. And lay people, There were lay people that saw him and his brothers living this radical poverty and the joy of sharing the good news of Jesus. They wanted to live like him, and Francis had to make a rule for them. They have to raise their children. They have to have a home. They have to have a job. So he wrote this beautiful rule for the lay people, that they would live simply and humbly, that they would avoid luxuries and or excess, that these lay people, part of their rule would be giving generously to the poor, and part of their rule would be participating in the life of the church, the prayers of the church, and the mass and confessions, etc., etc. So how magnetic he was. St. Francis's magnetic saving, because he was the magnetic person, was only because he clung to our Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. And as St. Paul, he could also say, all that matters is that one is created anew. St. Francis felt that new life, rather than about prestige or possessions or power or comforts and pleasures. All that mattered was being created anew, and that was his attachment and clinging to the cross of Jesus Christ. There's a beautiful crucifix, a symbol of a crucifix, of Francis standing below the crucifix and Jesus being pinned to the cross, but one arm is free, and he's encircling Francis. The artist Murillo was his name in Spain, and he was embracing Francis, and one can't tell, and Francis is on his tiptoes reaching up to be embraced by our Lord, but you can't tell if Francis is trying to take Jesus down from the cross or Jesus is trying to take Francis up to the cross, which he did with that great gift of the stigmata, the wounds of Christ in his hands and his feet and his side that he lived at the end of his life with and died with. My brothers and sisters, Jesus called Francis, "Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome in the pursuit of life that the world would have us. When you find it burdensome, now come to me. Like Francis, be created anew. Be touched with the joy and trust and peace in our Lord. And even in our own sufferings, as Francis bore his sufferings, that our sufferings would mean that we'd even cleave closer to him. And if God is the powerful magnet, Francis might have seen himself as a mere paperclip. But a paperclip that touches another paperclip is drawn in too. And a paperclip drawn in as well. And so even, my brothers and sisters, as we are attached to our Lord Jesus, who St. Francis was so attached to, we are given the gift. We are given the light. We are given the peace. All of us claimed as his own. All of us cleaving to him. And that so too, in St. Francis's way, we can also be a magnet for those who are still in darkness. And we never ought to doubt that. The power of that magnetic attachment to our Lord can draw others and even have others grab a hold of our sleeve, because God is with us as well. St. Francis, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
The Church honors the memory of St. Francis with a creed, so let's stand and profess together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For for our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life,
who proceeds
from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
I confess
a baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Brothers and sisters, gathered in joy on this feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, let us present our prayers to the Lord, who calls us to peace, simplicity, and deep love of all creation.
For the Holy Church of God throughout the world, that she may follow the example of St. Francis by embracing humility and proclaiming the gospel with joy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the peace of the world, that all nations may turn from violence and greed and work together to care for the poor and for our common home, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from poverty, injustice, or isolation, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may find hope, dignity, and the support of a compassionate community. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our parish and local community, that inspired by St. Francis, we may grow in simplicity of life, care for creation, and joyful service to one another. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, including those deceased friends and family and benefactors of the friars and Francis, or those who were vowed to his way of life, that they may rejoice in the heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. And we pray for all those who have the name Francis today on their names day, and happens to be also one of our own, Bud Francis Volz. So we pray for Bud in a special way on his journey toward ministry. And for all the Francises today, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, who in St. Francis gave the church a model of humble service, joyful poverty, and peace with all creation, hear the prayers of your people and grant that we may follow in his footsteps with courage and love. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. As the table is prepared, please join together in singing our offertory hymn, number 211 in our hymnal, For the Fruits of This Creation, number 211.
For the gifts of heaven.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be found acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
As we bring you these offerings, O Lord, we pray that we may be rightly disposed for the celebration of the mystery of the cross, which St. Francis so ardently embraced through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
And let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Oh, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we do well, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. You exalted your servant Francis through sublime poverty and humility to the heights of evangelical perfection. You inflamed him with seraphic love to exalt with unspeakable joy over all the works of your creation. Branding him with the sacred stigmata, you gave us the image of the crucified Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, the choirs of angels and all the powers of heaven praise and worship your glory. May our voices blend with theirs as we join in their unending hymn of praise. Gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup,
celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven. And as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, filled with this Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with Saint Francis, Saint Clare, Saint Anthony, and all the Franciscan saints, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Christopher, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, and all the clergy, and all the entire people you have gained for your own.
Listen graciously to the prayers of the family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together now, at the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And on the St. Francis Day, let us offer each other the sign of peace. Bonafesta, prosi. You covered it all. Bonafesta. Thank you. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof,
but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Amen. Save it for Raymond.
Our communion hymn may be found in our hymnal at number 510, the Prayer of St. Francis, number 510.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, through these holy gifts which we have received, that imitating the charity and apostolic zeal of St. Francis of Assisi, we may experience the effects of your love and spread them everywhere for the salvation of all, through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Once again, on behalf of the Franciscan community next door, We bless you and thank you for being with us today, celebrating the memory, the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, our dear spiritual father. Thank you for being with us. After Mass, I think maybe we'll sing a verse of the closing song, and then Father Michael will have give you an opportunity to venerate the relic of St. Francis. He will be in the sanctuary here if you wish to come up for a special blessing with his relic. Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you this day, and may you come across a squirrel or a bird who talks back to you. May the Lord bless you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go forth. The Mass is ended.
Thanks be to God. As we go forth, please join in singing number 537, All Creatures of Our God and King, number 537. And we will begin with verse 4.